This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss, Ty Morgan here with you. And today we've got, some very special guests on the line. And but there's a lot of things going on in the hunting world that, if there's an opportunity to talk about it, we want to get involved.
Absolutely. You know, Ty, right now, the fastest growing segment in the hunting world, if you just look at percentages, is really women hunters, women in the industry. And today's show, we're going to focus on three women that have taken really the hunting industry on a whole by storm.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to this. We've got all three on the phone with us this morning, and they're involved with more than just hunting. They went that extra mile as well.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about a women's apparel company, a great magazine that I absolutely love, and a hunting show that's just rising in the ratings. So who are these ladies this morning? We have Jen Adams on the phone. She's the co-founder of Girls With Guns Clothing and the host of Universal Huntress TV on the Sportsman's Channel. We have Narissa Harmon on the phone, co-founder, creative director of Girls With Guns and TV host of Universal Huntress on the Sportsman's Channel. And then we have Chantel Kapp, editor and production manager, editor of the Universal Hunter magazine and production manager of the TV show. Ladies, welcome to the Outdoor Journey Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're obviously very busy. There's a lot to talk about. So if you could, maybe Jen, you could start us off. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you guys got teamed up, and how you started in the outdoor industry.
Well, it started pretty simple for me back when I was growing up, and I grew up on a ranch in Northern California, in a small town of about 400 people. And just growing up there, we learned a lot about hunting and guns and the outdoors, and it's just really a part of my heritage and who I am. Narissa and I, 6 years ago, decided to start a clothing line with the name Girls With Guns Clothing. Narissa is really a fashionista and very creatively inclined, and I'm a little bit of a redneck with a business sense. So we combine those skills, and I know that sounds like really odd contradiction, doesn't it? But we combine those skills, and there was Girls With Guns, and it's just really been an awesome ride. Narissa and I get to create our clothing from start to finish, whether it's the thread color or the inseam length. Each design, and it's been really awesome because our followers have really enjoyed the clothing as much as we do, because there is a fashion sense to it, but also you need to mix it with camo. We also have just recently designed a hunting line, and we are featuring it on the TV show. We're field testing it before we go into production, and it's just been really, really an awesome opportunity for us to test our clothing.
Yeah, because of the combination of all the things you do, that's very cool, because one of the things that I love is you're out there in the field doing it, not just talking about it, not somebody who just said this is an opportunity for us to go into an industry that's booming and making money, but this is your heritage, this is your background, you're real, and I love to see that.
Thank you. And you know what, we being able to come together with Chantel and Kathy, our producer, has just really given us some huge opportunities to expand Girls With Guns Clothing, into other countries, and also just bring awareness to the brand with the TV show.
Well, you guys, if I remember, you guys started off in a garage, correct? Wasn't that the start of the clothing?
Yes. Yeah, we started in our garage, and Narissa and I used to spend late nights after work. I was a real estate agent, and she worked at a helicopter company. We would get off work, eat dinner together every night. Her husband was gracious enough to help us by taking care of us and just really putting up with me being there every single night. And we would work till midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, and then we'd get up and we'd be at our day jobs at 8 a.m. And so we would put in 12 to 14-hour days just really trying to make something of it, because we didn't have a lot of money to get this started. And typically startup companies, you have to do a lot of investing and, you need so much more. We were very blessed because of the popularity of the brand and the name that we were really able to just launch it with not a lot of money, and it was a blessing for us.
Yeah, that's a great story. Narissa, tell us a little bit more about what kind of separates your clothing line from other outdoor women apparel companies.
Well, I think
with Girls with Guns clothing, it started out with a concept that was based around Jen and I's love and passion for the outdoors. We're Northern California girls, so, you know, what we do here is we hunt, we fish, we wakeboard, we snowboard. So there's so much for us to do here in Northern California. And then when we started creating the clothes around our lifestyle and to see that, you know, the other girls across the world have been loving it, it's pretty fun. And I think that, you know, for us, it's really based on what we like. And now we see our fans loving it. So I think we're a little different and we're unique and we've got a cool story that follows our brand. So
what countries, I've heard both of you now mention about, you know, going a little bit outside of the U.S. and other countries. What countries are you growing in right now?
We're actually, right now, we're growing into South Africa and hopefully New Zealand one day, and we'll see what other countries we can pick
Canada.
Up.
Canada.
Beautiful.
Well,
yeah, they have a lot of international people inquiring, actually, about the brand at the moment. So I know the girls, I'm actually working with the girls and getting the brand into South Africa at the moment. I know Namibia is interested, New Zealand, everywhere where we travel for the TV show, because the TV show is based internationally, it is growing the demand for the clothing line internationally as well. So hopefully in a few years' time, you'll be able to get it anywhere you want.
Yeah, that'll be great. And it's, you know, I know just working also internationally with what I do with Journey Hunts, sometimes it's tough to break into those other countries and get in there. But boy, once you're in, it's a great, great avenue for other people to be able to enjoy and experience the clothing. And not only clothing, I mean, your line's really incredible. You've moved through fashion clothing, hunting clothing, jewelry, stickers, boots. I mean, tell us about all that you have to offer with Girls with Guns clothing.
Well, basically, the line has really grown. And when we started in our garage 6 years ago, we were just doing your basic off-the-rack T-shirts where we would order them from a company. We would rhinestone them. We would screen print them. We would embroider them as well as our hats. And the brand has grown so much where each piece is custom designed. And everything, every thought that goes into it is from myself, Narissa, or one of our assistants, you know, added touches. And it's been really neat because as we're going out there, we have so many more opportunities to brand items that Girls with Guns would wear. So starting from the T-shirts to, you know, now fur hoodies, and you've got your sweatshirts. We have a boot line that is for hunting boots. We are also just getting ready to launch in about 2 weeks our new May spring line where we have camo fringe bikinis made in mossy oak. We have cowboy boots, flip-flops. I mean, the list goes on, Montana silversmith jewelry, because, you know, wearing Girls with Guns is about wearing your passion on your chest, on your feet. You know, women are very passionate about the things that they love, and, you know, it's just been very successful to be able to put that, you know, on any kind of clothing.
Where can people find these? I know you have your main website. Are you guys in a retail setting as well? And Jen or Narissa, you guys can, either one of you, answer this one.
Retail settings, we are in a lot of stores. Right now, we just recently launched into Cabela's in February, which we're really excited about that. Sportsman's Warehouse, Shields, Mattoon, Sheplers. You know, we have many different brands, stores that we are launching in. And, of course, online at gwgclothing.com.
When we come back, we'll be talking more with the Girls with Guns crew, and we're going to talk about their TV show as well as their magazine. And so we're going to be talking about that when we come back, so don't go away. It's the Outdoor Journey Show.
This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors.